This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liam Neeson says that he might just retire from action movies by the end of next year. How is this possible?
He can't. I watch all of his action films. Say it ain't so, Liam. I don't care how old you are.
So he says, quote, "I'm 72. It has to stop at some stage. You can't fool audiences. I don't want my stunt double to be fighting my fight scenes for me." He does not have like a date in mind that he's going to, you know, hang up his action movie hat. But he does say that maybe it would be like by the end of next year.
Okay. All right. I mean, I think you should have the stunt people do it still for you. As long as he's doing his, like, I have a certain set of skills. His voice is what makes me love him in action movies.
I guess I kind of assumed he was having a stunt double most of his career.
I mean, I
don't know. I guess that makes him even more of a badass.
Yeah, for real.
So he recently finished filming a remake of The Naked Gun with Pamela Anderson. That's got to be a career highlight for him, I would think.
That's definitely not an action. I mean, he might made some action scenes. I'm kind of into seeing it, though.
I would, for sure. But first up is his latest action flick, and it's called Absolution, and that's going to hit theaters on November 1st.
Okay, have you heard anything about this movie?
No.
This is like the quintessential Liam Neeson movie, because once again, he's trying to save a family member. And I'm reading the synopsis of this. It says an aging gangster attempts to reconnect with his children and rectify the mistakes in his past, but the criminal underworld won't loosen their grip willingly. Here's the trailer.
I've been having these headaches.
Have you sustained concussions over the course of your life?
You could say that. Just tell me what I need to get better.
That voice. Just tell me what I need.
It's unmistakably him every time.
It's almost like he's doing a parody or an impression of himself.
Just tell me what I need to get better.
There is no treatment. Do you have anyone?
I thought I told you not to come.
Just wanted to see you.
That's his daughter.
This is your grandfather.
Mom said you're in prison. What for?
Not walking away.
Hey, you killed him!
He ain't dead. He's just stupid. The only way for me to do something right is by doing something bad.
Yeah. And I saw somebody comment on the YouTube page, and it said, from protecting his girlfriend to protecting his daughter to now protecting his granddaughter, this is how old Liam Neeson has become.
Wow.
Which got me thinking, and I kind of want to put you guys to the test if you guys are up for it.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Okay, it's nothing terrible, I promise you that. But, you know, he's known for playing roles that basically he's fiercely protecting his family. So I have a bunch of films, and I want you to guess. Is he protecting his partner, so wife or girlfriend, his son, his daughter, or all of the above? Okay. All right. Are you ready to do this?
Of course.
All right. Let's start with Taken. What do you think, Taryn?
Daughter.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah, that's like the most iconic one. He's a retired CIA guy. He has to rescue his kidnapped daughter from human traffickers. That's kind of like what started the whole Liam Neeson family man.
Yeah.
All right, Danny.
All right.
Taken 2.
Okay. Daughter again.
Wrong. Ex-wife.
Oh.
They're both taken hostage by the relatives of those that he killed in the first film. Spoiler alert.
Why does he care about his ex-wife? What is this?
Spoken like a man who's divorced.
Thank you.
All right, Sarah. Let's keep on the Taken train. Taken 3.
All of them.
No.
Dang it.
Daughter, once again.
Okay, the daughter should just die at this point. Yeah, she's been taken twice. She needs to go.
This time he's framed for his ex-wife's murder. And now he must protect his daughter while clearing his name. Hmm. All right, let's move away from Taken movies. This movie is called, from 2014, Nonstop, where he's playing a U.S. Air Marshal. What do you think, Taryn? Is it Partner, son, daughter, or all of the above?
All of the above.
Boom, you nailed it once again. This time he's dealing with an estranged relationship with his family and his motivation to save others. Huh. All right, Danny.
Hi.
This one I don't think I've ever even seen. A Walk Among the Tombstones from 2014. Ooh. Plays a private investigator.
Son.
Wrong.
Oh, come on.
Wife, once again, seeking justice for a drug dealer whose wife was kidnapped and murdered, and now he has to avenge families in danger.
Wow.
All right, Sarah. Run All Night from 2015. Son, daughter, partner, or all of the above?
Let's go with partner.
Wrong. Son.
Dang it!
We should have switched.
He's got to protect his estranged son from a mob boss who seeks revenge.
Wow.
All right, Tom, we'll do a couple more. The Commuter from 2018. In this one, he's, I don't even know what he's, what kind of job he has, but he has to protect people.
Oh, man. Partner.
Nope. Family.
On the whole thing?
That's right. He's on a commuter train, and he has to protect his family. All right. Danny. Cold Pursuit from 2019.
Cold Pursuit sounds like a daughter movie.
Close. Son.
Aww.
He's a dad seeking revenge after his son is murdered by a drug cartel. Whoa. All right, one last one. Liam Neeson, Family Man. Honest Thief from 2020.
He's
a former bank robber, and he wants to turn himself in, but he doesn't because he has to protect somebody. Partner, son, daughter, or all of the above?
It better be all of the above. It's called Family Plan.
No, he was saying that he's a family man.
I said he's a family man. The movie's called Honest Thief. But Bob, thanks for playing along.
All of the above.
Wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
He has to turn himself in to protect the future with his girlfriend, but ends up fighting to protect both of them from the corrupt FBI.
Wow.
He's doing too much.
He's just a bad parent.
Yeah, and bad spouse.
He's going to keep tabs on his kids more often.
I wanted to see how many movies he's even been in because I've only seen a couple, so I Googled Liam Neeson movies. It was bananas how many action films he's done.
And there are some that I don't even think made it to the theaters.
No.
Like, some of these I think are just direct to on demand.
You know what's funny, too, is like you reading all of those and then you just saying that. I'm like, I have not seen, I don't think I've seen one action movie by Liam Neeson. The only thing I've ever seen by him are his comedic roles, which
you're missing an entire like swing of pure insanity and brilliance by Liam Neeson.
I mean, okay. But like A Million Ways to Die in the West, he plays the villain, he gets a flower shoved up somewhere. It's pretty amazing.
What? Was he protecting his family?
No.
See, that's the problem. In the comedies, he doesn't care about his family.
Yeah, he needs to do more of those.
You know what's funny is also as I'm reading these, I was like, I never saw that movie. And then I start reading the premise. I'm like, oh yeah, I totally saw that one.
So memorable, huh?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.